Let's talk about Jupiter's Legacy, episodes 3 and 4, Painting the Clouds with Sunshine, and All the Devils Are Here. I'm okay. I'll keep going. I really do like the flashback stuff. The Painting the Clouds with Sunshine bit with the song, and the fall of the guy who is, you know, losing everything and having to lay people off. That was all interesting. All the Devils Are Here, looking for the big mound of clay out in Wyoming where the aliens, windmill in Kansas, based on a drawing. That was fun. I enjoyed that. Again, maybe it's because I like period pieces. I don't know, but I liked all that. The other parts of each one of these episodes, which was, you know, the kids, not really kids, the 20 somethings, in the van, trying to steal the thing so that they can satisfy their crime boss. And then they run into Chloe at the end, followed by the other part of that story and All the Devils Are Here, where we follow Chloe around in her life, was just okay for me.
Yeah. I'm still in, but hoo boy, if nothing from the current age, like, it's like, current times is filled with all the people who I like and respect the least. Past times is filled with all the people I like and respect the most. Why does half of this television show fill itself with a time period and a group of people I don't like very much? Don't know. Hope it pays off.
It's probably because Brian and I grew up in the 1920s. Bryce, you're younger. What did you think of it?
I did not watch these two episodes, but I am most of the way through like episode 2, and the flashback stuff is interesting. I don't think I'm in far enough for it to have enough stuff have happened in the flashbacks.
No, it comes late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting doing a superhero version of This Is Us. But I also am not seeing how these two different timelines are intersecting yet. And it's strange. I mentioned this on the Weird Things podcast. The energy of this show is very, very strange. It is very like Shonda Rhimes inspired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's it.
Superhero stuff.
Because the current time storylines in each of these definitely felt like, okay, this is an episode where you meet these folks. Okay, this is an episode you've met Chloe, but let's go deep on Chloe and what's behind her. And in both cases, when I met the 20 somethings in the van, I was like, okay, this is a heist story. Maybe I just need to wait to find out where it connects, but I didn't quite understand exactly where it's connecting other than with Chloe, literally. And then when we get the Chloe story, it's like, oh, the reason she was there is because she's mad. And that pretty much explains all of Chloe's storyline, is that she's mad. And I got a lot more clues about why she's mad, and there's no end of reasons why she's mad, but I'm not sure I quite understand really why she's so mad. And that's probably waiting to be revealed too.
I don't care. I watched two of these in a row, and normally, what's great about the 1920s stuff is that it's grounded and concrete and it's the beginning of something. Instead, they took that away from us. They made it ungrounded. They made it insane. They made it a crazy man walking around in a room by himself. Okay, fine. You've undone the one good thing about the 1920s, 1930s. Great. So now let's go to the current time. Current time, you have grounded adults who are dealing with kids. Great. And kids who are crazy. So let's take out the adults, and now we have kids who are ungrounded and crazy and who literally find a briefcase filled with rainbow dust and decide it must be magic cocaine and just go nuts. And it's like, well, clearly there'll be some consequences, or literally anything interesting will happen. And then none of that, just none of that. They did a bunch of cocaine rainbow dust. I was not a fan.
All right. So that's where we are with Jupiter's Landing. We will watch two more episodes for next week, Cover Her Face and Omnes Pro Uno. And we're halfway through at this point.